Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Melissa.
This is she.
Hi, Melissa. How are you? My name is Casey Ryback. I'm calling from the Department of Planning and Development.
Oh, hi.
How's it going?
Going good. Thank you.
You recently filled out an application to have a traffic circle put in your neighborhood?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Well, good news. The city has just approved it.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so great for my neighborhood and for the kids, and it'll make everything so much safer. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and let you know. I'm actually kind of glad that it's going in there because traffic will need to be a lot slower with all the new businesses moving in, you know?
Businesses?
Yeah, there's going to be a ton of new businesses coming in there. It's exciting, isn't it?
What do you mean businesses moving in? It's all houses around here.
That's true, but because of the traffic circle addition, the city rezoned a few things. And now there's going to be businesses moving right in there, which is awesome. It's good for you, good for small businesses, good for everybody.
What kind of businesses are you guys planning on putting here?
Well, I know that they've already approved an adult entertainment facility coming in there in about 45 days. That should be really good for the local community there.
An adult entertainment facility?
Yeah, I mean, I guess technically you could call it a strip club if you wanted to, or a gentleman's
club.
A gentleman's club.
You have got to be f***ing kidding me.
Apparently it's going to be half gentleman's club, half adult toy shop. It's interesting. I don't know.
No!
But anyway, there's one of those going in,
no,
I think.
No. That is not going in my neighborhood. Absolutely not. Children live here in like every house on the block.
Well, ma'am, it's because of the traffic circle that you wanted that these businesses are going in.
What kind of traffic could possibly come through this neighborhood with children that would absolutely entertain the idea of an adult strip club?
Well, now that there's going to be a strip club there, you're going to be getting a lot more traffic to the area. Trust me, these things are booming.
This is unacceptable. This is unacceptable.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, ma'am. It's already all been approved. The business is...
I mean, how am I going to explain? Now I have this whole other problem where I have to explain this to my children. I have children. They're going to walk by a peep show.
Well, I don't know if it's a peep show, ma'am. It is going to be a strip club. I know that.
Peep shows... I don't give a what a peep show, strip club, whatever. This is not okay.
There's a difference between a peep show and a strip club. A peep show, you and you put... Okay, you don't want me to explain the difference to you.
No, I don't. I think you should shut up now.
With the addition...
Do you have kids? I mean, would you want your kids walking by that?
I think I would, because think about this. With the addition of a strip club in your neighborhood, you're going to have a lot more options for babysitters. Lots of young girls looking for extra cash that you can...
Oh, my God! I can't even talk to you right now. I don't even know what to say to you.
Ma'am, you should actually consider yourself lucky. Last week, one lady got a speed bump approved, and we ended up putting a homeless encampment in her front yard because of it.
What?
That's right, yeah.
What the hell are you guys doing over there?
You know what? I don't know. Honestly, I have no clue what we're doing.
Maybe you should start finding out. Maybe you should start talking to somebody?
No, I don't have any clue because this isn't even a real phone call. I don't work for the city or anything.
I am so confused right now.
Oh, well, maybe this will help clear it up then. This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
What?
It's a joke.
Oh, my God.
Your brother Christopher set you up.
Oh, my God.
He said that you're high...
Oh, my God, I'm going to kill him.
He said that you're high strung, and he told us you've been bugging the city nonstop to put a traffic circle in your neighborhood.
I'm about to lose it.
About to lose it? Sounds like you did lose it.
I think I'm going to kill him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.